WMFO Medford, 10:02 in the morning. I'm Mike. How are you? Nice to see you here. Always appreciate your jumping in and listening on a Saturday morning. A beautiful one we have, too, here in Boston. Let me tell you what I played in that short set. And then we've got a guest, finally, after, 3 years, sitting across from me. And we'll get to him in just a second. All right, I'll tell you, it's Adam Sherman. He's here. So we'll talk to him in just a few minutes after I tell you what I just played. Sheepdogs were the new noise from their brand new record called Out of Sight. That was Didn't I? Jesse Sykes and the Sweet Hereafter were next in 2003. They had a record called Oh My Girl, and that was The Dreaming Dead. And just heard a fantastic live Zeppelin cover. It was Jimmy Page and the Black Crowes together. In 2017, there was a live record put out called Live at the Greek, and that was 10 Years Gone, of course. All right, it's all about nervous eaters, what we're going to talk about with our guest, Adam Sherman. Well, good morning, sir.
Well, good morning, Mike. Thank you for having me back at the studio. What a pleasure to be here. It's so cool.
Yeah, it's. I mean, people that have been here know, but I mean, just being in this room, in this station, it's kind of special. It's just a great space.
It's a unique and wonderful space. Always has been. Mm-hmm. Always love coming here.
Yep. I was so upset when we couldn't come in here, and then we were here with like masks for months, and now we're finally, you know, getting back to sort of normal, although it'll never be the same. But it's so nice to be here, so nice to have you here. And it's exciting because I remember the first time that we met was here, and you would come in with your cellist, Lauren Parks.
Lauren, yeah.
And that was your first time here, and you guys just sort of were talking about your latest solo music. And after that, everything kind of just ballooned. We went through that great show that you guys sold out at the Burren on March 20th, 2020. And we all went home that night and everything was different. But, you know, but then you and Larry Dersch and Randy and Sarah and Peter, you know, started that Back Porch Carousel. And we were with you the whole time. And it just started to feel like we had a purpose while we just couldn't really live our lives. But that was a real short synopsis of what we've been through.
Yeah,
right?
We've been through a lot in not that much time. But
seems like it.
Yeah. I mean, what a crazy bunch of years. And it's just getting crazier every day.
I know. And so what's happened to you in that time is, you know, you were really working on the solo stuff, which is lovely and wonderful, and we played that. And then you told me that you got a phone call for an audition for this band. And I said, who's the band? He said, Nervous Eaters. And I'm like, really? So there was this whole thing, and I won't go into the whole story, but you were going to audition on a Monday, and I think you got the call on like a Thursday or Friday beforehand. And of course, what you had to do is just sort of go through their stuff and learn it so you could audition.
Right.
And go in there on Monday. And I said, oh, great. So you'll be on there on Monday. And all right, so let's talk Monday. We'll see how it goes. You go, no. You don't understand because these things take a while. We won't know on Monday.
Right.
And, you know, lo and behold, Monday came, and Monday night, I got an email from you, and it just had one sentence in it. Do you recall what that sentence was that you wrote?
I honestly don't recall. Tell us.
You said, I am a nervous eater, period. That was it. So congratulations on that.
Thank you.
It's just great, and I know that you love being in this band. My God, if you go to Wikipedia and you look at this classic band, you're in there now.
Yeah, I know.
I know you know.
I've always wanted to be on Wikipedia.
Well, you know what I mean. It's legit.
Yeah. I mean, it's very real for me to be in. I used to go to see the Nervous Eaters. I mean, just they were the house band at the Rat in Kenmore Square.
Yeah.
And they would be there on a Monday night. They'd be there opening for the Police. They were there all so much. They're managed by Jimmy Harold, who's the owner of the Rat. And he just kept them busy. He kept them busy. They kind of lived there. And I used to really think that they were a band that was going to make it. That they were just going to, you know, they had that ability to be playing a lot, to get comfortable in a club. I thought they were going to make it big. Mm. And It's interesting to me, at least, the two bands. The band that I was in was Private Lightning at the time, and we were not really a Rat band, though we played at the Rat plenty, but we weren't a punk rock band, and the Nervous Eaters really fit the bill there. They were fabulous there, and the only little story I would tell is that we both got signed to major labels, in Harvard Square, there used to be, right in the middle of Harvard Square, was a Strawberries record store. Mm-hmm. And that was, Strawberries at that time was the place that you went to buy a record.
I worked there.
Okay, yeah. So you know what I'm talking about. Yep. And they had a big window right in Harvard Square. And in that window, one week, were the Private Lightning album in multiple copies hung up, and the Nervous Eaters album, multiple copies.
In the same window.
Display in the window. And I just remember, I just think, how wacky is it that I would be playing with these guys now after both of our albums met almost identical fates, we were paired with terrible producers, or producers that didn't belong working with us at all, and the records just didn't have it. The records didn't represent the band very well in both cases. So it's funny how
things happen.
Yeah.
Now, from your days of being in the Rat and seeing the band, how many of the band members then are in there now that you're actually playing with?
Only Steve Cataldo, who is, he writes it, he sings it, he is the man. He has just survived. He has just gone on and on. There was a couple of years where the Nervous Eaters were not, where they just stopped. And then he picked it up again and put it back together with different, but there have been many people in the band. And there have been some deaths of members from the past, and it's been a long road. But Steve is a consistent member. Brad Helene, who's a great bass player,
crazy good,
and in the band now, played in the late '80s for a couple of years, two or three years, played in the Eaters.
Mm-hmm.
So he's kind of come back, and yeah, so it's a new lineup. It's absolutely a new lineup, but we're playing some of the old stuff. We've just added some of to please fans, we've added some of the older, grittier Eaters tunes.
It's important to do that.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. You gotta make people happy,
Yep, I like being happy. What was I going to say? So as a new member of this band, beyond all the great things that implies, you're the new guy. And I think I know that your musical songwriting abilities are going to be able to shine in there. You're going to be able to write some stuff that's going to become Eaters tunes.
I have been invited to do that.
That's crazy. Yeah,
and
that's great.
We're already doing Knockdown Day, which I'll play a little bit.
Love the song, yeah.
And Steve, I played it for Steve. I said, this is a song that I'm proud of, whatever. And and he said, this is a great song, which I didn't expect. I expected him to sort of say, well, that's cool. And he says, a great song. We should do it.
Yeah.
So it's like, all right.
That's great.
So we're doing it, and it goes over. The people aren't confused by it or anything, and it fits. And then I've got this other tune, which if there's time, I'll play it too, which has been around for a while, and I kind of restructured it to feel more rock and rolly. Because anyway.
Well said.
Yeah. No, I'm a rock and roller. I have always been a rock and roller. And the solo stuff I did, I stand by it. But it definitely was a different direction. And, I kind of felt like I'm getting older, and I have to be realistic about it. And I probably don't want to, be thinking of writing Led Zeppelin-like songs and playing that. And then I met Lauren, and I kind of thought, this, you know, a cello and me. I love stuff. I mean, I love Nick Drake too. I love beautiful music, but I'm a rock and roller. Mm-hmm. And the opportunity to play in the Nervous Eaters was, I didn't really think about it for a second. I just got asked to audition for the Nervous Eaters.
Right.
You know, I'm there. I am there. And it's been, you know, since being invited into the band, I just haven't looked back at all. I love it.
Well, it's like you've been working your whole life to be here. In this situation, honestly.
Yeah, well, I mean, I like that. I like that idea. I like the way of describing it. Yeah, I've been working my whole life to be a Nervous Eater.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's just a great thing. So we're here today to talk about the continuation of the Nervous Eaters in 2022. And you guys, for the past year, have been working together down on the Cape. You've been down there 2 days a week. You guys have been working your behinds off, rehearsing, getting things ready.
Yeah.
And now you've got two singles out, an A and a B side, if you will.
Yes.
And let's talk about those. If you don't mind, we could talk about the one that's known first, Loretta. You know, you mentioned that already today. And Loretta's not a new song, but it's probably the best known. And this is a version that is on Rat Records. And it was pressed to a vinyl single back then, and it was in the jukebox in the Rat, and you remember hearing this.
I remember hearing it,
yeah.
A lot. And singles by Willie Alexander, singles by Thunder Train. The Rat jukebox was kind of a singular thing. I mean, it was kind of part of the scene at the Rat. Was you would hear records being played in the background between bands that were local singles.
Mm.
John Macy's band, I think, was in there too. John Macy, who's in Hummingbird Syndicate now.
Yep, yep.
Yes, I can't think of the name of this band right now because I'm getting old.
The old band,
but
yeah.
Loretta, yeah. So they recorded it. I mean, this is the major label thing. They had this single, which was a local hit. And just had the sound, you know, it just was great. I think it probably was a major factor in them getting signed. They got signed to Elektra Records. They got paired up with a producer who changed the whole vibe of everything. And did a version of Loretta that was just kind of lacking. It was kind of bloodless. It didn't make any sense. And their single just disappeared from the face of the earth. Cause they probably got what everybody else got, was they probably got, you know, 200 singles or something like
that.
And they're gone. So we got left, the public got left with the Elektra version, which is just a watered down version. And the Rat Records version, you know, is out there. And we decided, with the help of and the opinions of our friend Steve Berkowitz, who is a heavy Columbia Records guy who just happens to love the Nervous Eaters, said, why don't you put out a single, you know, a vinyl single that's got one of the new songs on side A and this hard-to-find collector's item, you know, remastered on the back. How about that? And make the connection between, then and now and now and then. This is the Nervous Eaters, and this is Steve Cataldo's writing. And we loved them then, and let's love them again, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
That was, it's not a big concept, but I don't think it would have occurred to the band to release it again. And Steve Berkowitz was certain that that was the thing to do. So when somebody from Columbia Records tells you that, you say, okay, no problem, we'll do that.
There you go. So that's one side of the single that's come out. There's a new song called Wild Eyes.
Yeah.
And let's just not forget to mention that you're signed to a record label, That is Stevie Van Zandt's record label, Wicked Cool Records, of Sirius Radio and Underground Garage and that whole thing. So that's where you guys are now. And this other song is Wild Eyes, and Stevie Van Zandt picked this as the single.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, we've all been in the record industry for so long, we don't believe anything anymore. There's nothing makes us particularly happy. Nothing makes us particularly excited in an unbridled way. Everything is checked, you know. Okay, this is what we've heard. We believe it's true that Stevie Van Zandt is a supporter of the band. How that's going to play out, it is impossible to know. We launched the single yesterday.
Yeah.
We're getting a feel for the record label, what it's like, and we don't have management now, so we're doing all the, you know, all everything. We're managing the band.
It's like you have a job.
We have a job.
Yeah.
I mean, I was on the computer all day yesterday, you know, making sure and getting this out and doing that. I mean, it just, Dave, our drummer, Dave McLean, from Willie Alexander's band, he over the years became a certified public accountant. And so he's doing like the business stuff. So he's the one who's talking to the people at the record label and saying, you know, how's this going and how's that going? And we're in this deep. We want to do it right, but we have no confidence that it's going to work out just fine. We just sort of think, this is cool. We got on the radio. You know, we thought, this is cool. We got signed. That's crazy. This is cool. You know, we're putting out, and our album is going to come out in November. So I don't want to scoop you on this, but, you know, that there is a full album. The single is going to be available in vinyl, and I think there's been a vinyl shortage.
Yeah.
I mean, crazy. We think it's going to come in almost on time, maybe next week, and we'll have it for the gig for sure.
And the gig that you mentioned is July 15th at Brighton Music Hall.
Right.
And it's a record release, but it's really a celebration of this new Nervous Eaters 2.0 or 3.0 or whatever it is, right? Who keeps count?
8.0. Yeah,
but
yeah.
It's a big shoe coming up at Brighton Music Hall on July 15th, and it's going to be fun for sure. And let me just tell you just about your comments about record companies. At least, you know, Underground Garage is a big deal. They have a lot of listeners, and you do have a commitment that, you know, as of next Monday, they're going to play this every 4 hours for a week straight. And then, you know, starting the week after, it's going to be in regular rotation, whatever that means. And the other singles that are coming out are going to get the same treatment. So, you know, you're getting some airplay.
Yeah. And that's the unknown thing is, you know, we have the stats. Yeah, there's millions of listeners. It's great. What does that turn into? We're not really sure. And we're hoping for the best. We really are. We would love to have, you know, a little taste of success. We would love to be able to do some touring. You know, we'd love to get added to a tour from a big and famous band and be able to open and see the country and see Europe. I mean, that would be a dream come true.
Oh, yeah.
But who knows? You know,
I'll be hiding in your suitcase. I mean, you know, don't mistake that.
All right.
All right.
Okay.
Listen,
all
you know, it may go over the weight limit, but just act dumb. Just don't say anything.
Get your passport renewed.
It's all set. I'm
okay.
Ready.
All right. Cool.
All right. So what should we play? Which one would you like to play first? We've got Loretta. We've got Wild Eyes. I think the audience out there would love to hear this version of Loretta.
All right.
So we can do that. Go right into Wild Eyes, and then we'll talk about the video that you guys did for Wild Eyes.
All right. That sounds like a plan.
All right. So Nervous Eaters from yesteryear. There's really no longer hard to find version of Loretta. It's Nervous Eaters at WMFO.
I talk to the rain.
WMFO Medford, 1027 in the morning. There you have it. There you have it. It's the AB Sides, brand new singles. Well, sort of brand new singles from Nervous Eaters. And we've got our guest, Adam Sherman, sitting across from me in the studio. You're one of the first guests in here since the whole thing happened. You know, I mean, we really haven't been allowed to have people back in here except for a couple weeks ago. So, yeah, it's pretty nice to have somebody actually across from me.
Well, I'm honored to be here. So yep. Thank you.
It's really good. So let's talk about Wild Eyes.
Okay.
You know, not only is that a brand new single that we mentioned is going to be supported by your record company, lots of plays on Little Steven's show, but you also did a video for it. And speaking of the trepidation you have with record companies, they really came through with supporting a very classy video.
Yeah, it's a classy video. It's a beautiful video. I mean, we were stunned. To be clear, record company gave us absolutely nothing to support that video.
Oh.
So we did that ourselves. There's a filmmaker whose name is Vincent Stragas. He's making a film that is slated to be released sometime in the early autumn about Boston Rock. And he was interested in speaking to Nervous Eaters about the history of things. And then he got involved with Brad Helene in discussions. And Brad hooked him up with all of these people from back in the day, and that he wouldn't have been able to get. You know, I mean, it would have been tedious,
difficult.
And Brad just, you know, knew them all. And Vincent offered to do the video at a very, very reasonable price, and we jumped on it. And we knew that he was a good filmmaker, but we didn't know that he was a great filmmaker, and he really aced it. I mean, yeah, beautiful.
Yeah, I mean, I got to say, you know, for folks listening, if you haven't seen the video, it's readily available. You know, Adam, where can people see it?
Well, it's on YouTube. There is, if you go to Wicked Cool Records, there's a link there for it. But it can be found, Wild Eyes, Nervous Eaters, it's on YouTube. Yeah, you know.
I sit corrected. I didn't realize, but I should have, from what you said before. But you know, that you guys self-funded it. It's yours.
Yeah.
So, you know, none of that, you know, stuff about ownership that could come up and all of that.
True. True. I want to also, you know, just point out that we wanted to have an attractive, mysterious, beautiful female in it. And we got in touch with Kelly Knapp, who was everybody's heartthrob in the Bristols back.
Oh, the all girl
group. The Bristols were they killed, and Kelly was like, "Are you sure?" And we're like, "Dude,
you know." You called her dude?
I didn't speak to her because, okay. And she probably wouldn't have done it if I had, because I would have called her dude, and then that would have been the end of that discussion.
Don't mind me, I'm an idiot.
Yeah, no, that's all right. No, I mean, we thought, well, let's, you know, who could we get? And we thought, what about Kelly? And we asked her, and she was thrilled, and we were, and we said, dude, that's what we said. Yeah, yeah.
Thank you. So, yeah. I mean, I will do my best to post the video here in the thread after we get off the air, so that people can find it easily.
Okay.
But it's definitely worth a look and a listen. You know, it's a real classy song to, you know, celebrate the return of Nervous Eaters 8.0. So, all very excited about the whole thing.
Cool. Yeah.
So, I see that you have a guitar there.
I do.
So we may as well have you play it.
Okay.
Let's do that. So it's been a while since I've board-opped somebody live. So why don't you give me a strum?
Give you a little strum stuff here. I don't know about this mic and stuff. We'll see.
All right, that's a nice level there, and I'll work it out as you go. The floor is yours.
All right.
Christmas came and went.
did give any gifts, but I've been keeping to myself. Tinsel and cigarettes are just about as good as it gets. If I were a winner, I would have already won. It starts so innocently and sinks its teeth so gently. You may not notice till it's too late. The next round is a knockdown. The next round is a knockdown. The next round is a knockdown. To a show tonight. I'm walking along and I'm humming my favorite song. It starts so innocently and sinks its teeth so gently. You may not notice till it's too late. The next round is a knockdown. The next round is a knockdown. The next round is a knockdown day. Christmas came and went. I didn't get any gifts, but I've been keeping to myself.
Definitely one of my favorites too, Knockdown Day.
Thank you, Mike.
And that you mentioned that earlier, that that's going to become an Eaters track.
It is an Eaters track, yeah. Already, man. It's we're looking at the second album, and I'm getting invited to contribute. Yeah, so I'm thrilled.
Yeah.
I mean, how cool is that?
It's so cool. I can't wait to hear how they interpret it for the Nervous Eaters.
Yeah, it's.
What do you think? Is it going to be?
And it's pretty. It's pretty true to its core, you know. It's not, we didn't like rock it up, but Steve plays beautiful stuff on it, you know, stuff that I've dreamed about, you know. I mean, I've played it for years, and
right.
And it's just it's a song that people respond to, and I think
yeah.
And Steve responded to it, so And everybody in the band, I mean, you know, it's just a little tiny dream come true. Everybody in the band loves this song.
Yeah, so, it's a great song. Hey, can I convince you to play one more?
Yes, you can.
All right. It's Adam Sherman, everybody.
So this is one, yeah, it's me. This is going to be, we're going to start rehearsing it. We rehearsed it a little bit, and then we got into getting ready for the gigs, and this will be, you know, probably ready for early fall or something like that with the band. Nothing means nothing and everything's never enough. I don't need a lot, I just desire your touch. I don't want to own you, I just want to know you. I just want to see you fly. Never and always comes to an end. I love you always, whether we're lovers or friends. I don't want to keep you, I just want to free you. I just want to see you smile. That's why to hold you. If I have to, I'll let go of you. Nothing means nothing and everything's never enough. I don't need a lot, I just desire your touch.
Adam Sherman, 10:41 in the morning here at WMFO. I have a funny question for you. What was the actual title of that song?
Don't Need to Make You Mine.
Well, that's what I'm trying to put it in. The dumb... okay. I just want to make sure that everybody gets the right... And which album was that from?
It's not on an album.
Oh, that's why. All right. Well, fantastic. I mean, I know I've heard that before.
Did it with Back Porch Carousel. I mean, it was a song.
There you go.
The Back Porch Carousel, what we did was we would look at the different songwriters in the band, and people would have songs that they wanted to, you know, to do something with, and then we would get into a virtual recording session and put the songs together. So that was a song that got put together. It was more of a, it was almost a ballad. And I just felt like it needed, you know, another life, and rocked it up a little bit, tried it with the band, you know, again, played it for Steve, and he was like, this is a great song.
I mean, fantastic.
When Steve says it's a great song, it's you kind of got to believe that. You know?
So. It is a great song. I mean, it was really funny because I knew it. I forgot because I'm old that it was Back Porch Carousel. But yeah, it was really lovely to hear that song again. So what we heard from Adam just now was Knockdown Day and Don't Need to Make You Mine. The new Nervous Eater singles, Wild Eyes and Loretta, A and B sides, they're out on Friday. They came out yesterday. That was Friday.
Friday. You were right.
Yeah. So it is another digital single coming out in August. And then the record's coming out in November. And you guys are playing July 15th at Brighton Music Hall?
Yes, with Robin Lane.
Oh.
And
I just saw her on a porch playing in Arlington, believe it or not, last weekend.
She's out there. She's got a new song out, and she's out there playing. And so we get to play with Robin Lane, and we get to play with Linnea's Garden.
Oh, yeah. I love Linnea and Linnea's Garden.
Yeah.
She's actually a scientist, you know.
Yes, I do. She's a doctor.
Crazy.
She's a doctor now.
All right.
Dr. Linnea.
Doctor. Yeah. Well, listen, Adam, it's been such a pleasure.
Thank you.
Really, it's nice to have, if I'm going to have the first person back in, it's nice to have you here. Very excited about your new life here in the Nervous Eaters. It's fantastic. We can't wait to come see you and buy the records and see where this goes next, you know?
It's going to be an adventure.
It is.
Yeah, but thanks for tagging along, man. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome. All right, Adam Sherman, everybody. Very happy to have spent a little bit of time with him. It's about quarter of the hour. I'm going to play a couple new songs, some new noises before we end, and Something About the Women with Sue comes in. I have sort of a new song from Blondie. Let me explain. This is a Doors cover that she did, and it's been around for a long time, one of those things that they recorded and just was immediately vaulted, you know, but aficionados and fans of Blondie knew about it. It's going to be on a new box set that's coming out called Against the Odds, 1974 to 1982, and it's the Doors song called Moonlight Drive, and if you know that track, it's typical Doors, kind of spooky, and the vocals are as you would expect, but Blondie kind of, well, for lack of a better way to say it, kind of blondied it up. This is a really good cover of a Doors song. It's Moonlight Drive. It's New Noise at WMFO in Medford.
do the tailpipe drag.
Hey, this is Amanda Palmer and the Grand Theft Orchestra, and you're listening to WMFO Medford.
You're right.
So it's WMFO Medford, 10:54 in the morning. Just heard the Barbarians from back in 1965. Are you a boy or are you a girl? Little Billy Lost just before that from their EP in 2018 called Cocks of the Walk. There was Do the Tailpipe Drag, such a fun track from them. And that great Blondie Doors cover that I mentioned from the forthcoming box set called Against the Odds, 1974 to 1982. That was Moonlight Drive. Love Blondie. That was just great. And I guess it's been hanging around for a while. It's really nice to hear that. Okay, so last Friday, went to the Blue Ocean Music Hall in Salisbury Beach, which is a great venue around here, right on the ocean, and got to see some of our favorite bands there. The opener was Bird Mancini, who, as you know, if you listen here, we play an awful lot of that local duo, and Billy and Ruby just killed it. Just wonderful stuff from them. And then we heard Sal Baglio and his all-star band, which includes Brad Helene on bass that Adam was just talking about. Wasn't it nice to have Adam here? That was just great to have somebody live in here. So we saw them, and they played this track. It's unreleased. It's coming out in their new record that's coming out in the fall. So I want to play some really brand new noise from the Amplifier Heads. This one is called Space Cadet. This is WMFO. Oh, yeah, so Sal Baglio. Can't wait to hear the rest of that record, huh? After hearing that little taste of it, that's Space Cadet and Sal Baglio and the All Star Band. Thank you, Sal, for giving that to me so that we could play that real early. Okay, so 10:58 in the morning. I got to get out of here. Please stay tuned at 11 a.m. Something About the Women is coming up with Sue Edelman today. So, always a treat to hear her. And I just want to thank you all for listening. Adam also appreciates your being here and listening. And as I always say, if they let me, I'll be back again next week at 9. Thanks, everybody. Have a great Saturday.
In the war, the wildest thing, the vengeance, I forget in the score, and I can't choose in my what I sense in my what I choose in my what I sense in my love, hey, passion and war, the strangest intervention is forgetting me more, and I can't sense in my what I choose in my what I sense.
Due to COVID-19, WMFO DJs are pre-recording their shows for broadcast on air. We can still accept phone calls, but the phone line is in voicemail mode. Call 855-915-9636 and be sure to leave the DJ's name in the voicemail so we can forward it to the correct person. The following program was recorded earlier. Enjoy.